You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today. Hope your Monday is starting off well. Hope your holiday week is starting off well. That was fun talking to Frank Cusimano. I was just wondering about, when you have 25 people at your house for Thanksgiving, what do you have? And you have everything.
Yeah.
It sounds like for Christmas. But for Thanksgiving, he's going traditional. Are you guys traditional on your meals?
I like to be. I usually host. The most I have is 12, and I just do a turkey appropriate for that size, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans. I make a pumpkin pie or two with homemade whipped cream.
Yeah. You do all this by yourself?
Oh, no, you delegate.
Oh.
So I do turkey, and I'll get the potatoes boiling. But I have somebody else bring the green beans and a regular salad. And I do make the pies because I like to make pie.
How do you do this when you're going to... this is your first time, though, isn't it?
It is my first, and I was a little bit nervous at one point. It's my first Thanksgiving with
my
wife's family.
Now, hang on. For people who may have missed it last hour, mm-hmm. You're traveling...
To Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So you and your wife are going up there
driving.
Driving for the first
Wednesday
time.
Night, and her family. She's very picky. She's super picky. So
well,
I was
of course
a bit,
she married
so
you.
I was nice, thank
hey.
You. So I was a little bit nervous. Like, oh, do you guys do an actual meal? She's like, yes, we do an actual meal. I just don't really eat much. But I'm like, okay. That's fine, as long as you guys have an actual meal, because I'm religious when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Now there we're talking. Now we're talking.
Yes, hey. It is maybe my favorite holiday just because of the food.
My wife was bothered, I will say, agitated the other day, because she keeps a running list of what everyone brings. So her...
Wait a minute. Oh, you mean the day of when they come in the door?
Yes.
Okay.
So
well,
she
that way she knows what's up.
Right.
Yeah.
So my brother my daughter got home Friday from college, and my brother-in-law got here from Charlotte on Friday, and they're both going to be here. And then I think last year I want to say we had 17 or 18 at the house. So I think we're going to be under that a little bit this year.
Okay.
I think we're going to be probably 15-ish or so. This will be a weird year because it's the first year since Jennifer's brother passed away earlier this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be our first Thanksgiving since then. But my niece got married a couple of months ago, so it will be her first married Thanksgiving. So I'm curious to see... Now, I think everything's going to be great, obviously, but it will be a little different. right? Mm-hmm. There'll be some time that you know is going to be strange. As if you've been, you know, the holiday after you've lost somebody, it always is a little different, right?
It is.
It is. It's just a little off, and you start finding a new rhythm to how things kind of move forward.
Yeah.
But Jennifer keeps a running tab of, okay, Paula brings this, Lauren brings this,
yeah,
John and Nat
to.
Bring this. Yeah. So she puts that all together. Well, she couldn't find the folder on her phone the other day.
Oh, no.
And she was just like, crap. I don't know what that is. And I'm like, is it that big a deal?
Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I learned that. That was just, so Ethan, don't say stupid things like that to your wife when you're
Listen,
like, hey, can't you just ask?
It's like a huge dance, and everything has to be, because if you double up, what if somebody forgot to bring the this and you got to bring theirs out? You want to be polite. It's a huge balancing act of all that.
It is, and you have to match your starches to your veggies to your meat.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have those folks, like you coming in from out of town, you have those people that is going to be, you know, hey, I need to go pick something up that I can throw
Right.
You know, hey, can you be the ice and chips and pick up a pie type person? Because somebody's going to have to be.
I haven't processed any of this at all, so I'm so thankful that I have you two here to tell me of all of the stresses of planning
you
out
Thanksgiving
meals.
You have Sue here to help you with the planning.
Well, I will tell you this. I am taking the year off. Michael's mother, though, called and said, do you mind if we have steak? Because we've had like three pre-Thanksgivings.
Whoa.
And I said, no, I do not
have steak.
Steak and baked potatoes, people.
Hello.
And my pumpkin pie at the end.
Although I will tell you, there are a couple of things that I only get them three times a year. Mother's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, right?
Number one.
Sweet
turkey.
Potato casserole.
Oh, yeah, with all the
I'm not a turkey person.
Wait, do you like the marshmallow? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't have to have the marshmallows,
right.
But I want the like the pecans and that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, the
thing.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I like the sweet potato casserole.
Eh.
I also like the green bean casserole.
I got no problem with the green bean casserole.
I'm not a big casserole person, generally speaking, through the year, but it's the only time that I get those two things.
But I prefer the fresh green beans pan-fried with a little garlic and some olive oil. Anyway,
talk to me, Sue.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I want the stuff with the fried.
The bell.
She's broke her bell. She's so excited.
It died on steaks. When it died.
Sorry.
The fried onions and cheese and all that stuff with my green bean stuff. That's like, you know, you build a lot of girth by eating stuff like that. And I've definitely put my time in under the table. But I just wanted to throw a few little Thanksgiving trivia things at you.
I'm ready.
And see kind of where are you. Now, some of these are easy, right? You're gonna get these.
Turkey! Oh.
Exactly.
The bell.
What ship brought the pilgrims to America in 1620?
Mayflower.
Mayflower.
There you go. What's the name of the rock that the Plymouth Rock. There you go. Thanks very much. I'm reading the wrong thing. What's the name of the ocean that they crossed to get to America?
Atlantic.
And so what year did the pilgrims and the Native Americans first celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't know if I know this. Ethan?
1673. I don't know.
21. They got here in 1620. 1621.
Ah,
it was the celebration.
Right century.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's
the
question
of
why.
I'll give you a ding for that.
Why did they hold the first Thanksgiving feast?
It was the, well, I remember it was the unification of the Indians and the pilgrims. And it was some sort of celebration between them coming together, right?
It was commemorating a successful harvest.
Okay.
Correct. Right. The pilgrims faced a lot of challenges settling into the new land. One local Native American specifically taught them how to grow corn.
Go, Ethan.
Squanto. Thank you, elementary school.
Yes.
Now, what was the first Thanksgiving feast meat that the Native Americans brought?
Venison?
Good deer.
That's what I would have guessed
as
well. There
you go.
Call Sue.
Yeah. How long was the first Thanksgiving celebration?
Ooh. A week.
Oh, you mean like days? Two days.
3 days. You were
bummer.
Close. How long did it take for the Mayflower to come from England to America?
3 months?
I was thinking 3 weeks as well.
66 days.
Okay.
So there, that's a lot of time on
a
ship.
2 months?
That explains that whole scurvy thing, right? The fruit went bad, and we should have planned that better.
Oof.
I needed some preservatives. Now, here's something that it makes sense now, but I didn't think about it. What protein source was present at the first Thanksgiving that is not typically equated with Thanksgiving?
You mean besides venison?
Yeah,
are people eating venison today?
Besides deer.
Okay, besides
and turkey.
Deer.
Was it it was a meat? You said protein.
Yeah. It's protein source.
Pheasant? No.
Think about where they were.
Plymouth Rock.
Maybe that helps.
Fish?
Seafood.
Nice.
Yes. There's a great Everybody Loves Ray episode talking about Thanksgiving. And his wife wants to cook, and she wants to make fish.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, but Ray, I want to host this year, and I want to cook this. And he goes, yeah, you make a great fish, but not on Turkey Day. We're not going that one. Now, which president proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday?
Ooh. Nixon? I'm throwing it out there. I have no idea.
Go a little earlier than Nixon.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Abe Lincoln.
Correct.
I love it.
Abraham Lincoln was the one.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
There you go. Now, when is Thanksgiving celebrated in the United States?
Thursday?
It is the fourth. It is the fourth, but there was a president who tried to change it to the third Thanksgiving.
Was it Nixon?
That's
I am not a crook. I would never change to the third week.
I don't know.
It goes back before Nixon. Think polio.
Oh, FDR.
FDR. FDR tried to do that. In 1939, he tried to move Thanksgiving to the third Thursday in hopes of stimulating economic growth for Christmas.
Oh, I wondered why.
Because this year, you have one less week for Christmas shopping. I never thought about that before.
I didn't either.
What do you call this colorful horn-shaped decoration often seen on Thanksgiving tables?
Cornucopia.
Look at you. That was very good. What else did we have down there? Is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a vegetable.
I'm going to go with fruit.
It is a fruit.
Nice work, Ethan.
How about that?
There was two options. I went the opposite of you.
That's a good plan.
I had to go somewhere else.
In general.
Well, we already talked about... So here's something. I've never heard of this before as a dessert. What kind of dessert is made from layers of sponge cake, custard, whipped cream, and sometimes includes pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Those are... Oh, I can't think of the name of them. You can have them. It's not necessarily for Thanksgiving only.
They call it a trifle.
Yes, it's a trifle. And you can make them out of anything.
All I know is you be trifling.
That reminds me of the Friends episode, right? Like the meat, good, jam, good, custard, good, all in the trifle.
What type of nut is often turned into a sweet pie on Thanksgiving?
Pecan
pie. You're correct. Here's another one that I didn't know, and we'll take a break after this. What's the name of the thin fried pastry that is sometimes served as a Thanksgiving dessert and is a symbol for Native Americans that stretches back generations?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is blanking me.
Never heard of this. Fry bread.
Oh, I like fry bread, but I didn't realize it had anything to do with Thanksgiving and
I didn't even know what fry bread was. Well, I'd never heard of that.
Regardless, Sue, I think that we need to find a local restaurant or bar, get into some Thanksgiving trivia. We might win a couple bucks.
Ethan, I'm with you.
We did pretty good, I think.
Yeah, we did. We got the generations covered. Yeah, you remember elementary school.
You guys are killing
better.
It. which type of alcoholic beverage made from fermented apples is often served during fall festivals?
Cider?
Hard cider. You are correct. All right. So we'll play a little more. Mark Cox is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. We're going to talk a little bit about a big giveaway that Mark is doing. He's going to join us, give us the details from that. And we're also going to have the audio cut of the day. That's all coming up on the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today, tomorrow, even on Wednesday. Wait, wasn't this supposed to be a holiday week? How did I end up here this whole time? Mark got the weekend off, and I am very grateful and thankful for my opportunity to spend this time with you on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.